Hello, and welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today we continue in our series called The Life You Were Meant to Live. In this series, Pastor Rick looks into the Bible to help you discover the life God planned for you, the life you were meant to live. In just a few moments, we're going to tell you about a life-changing tool that will show you how to re-energize your spiritual life in ways you may have never dreamed possible. To find out more, go to PastorRick.com right now while you listen to today's broadcast. Or just text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with the final part of a message called Getting Ready to Be Used by God.
This year, my peach tree, when it bloomed, it was literally loaded with peaches. Every branch had a little peach blooming about every single inch. So a branch of a tree might have 100 peaches on it. You think, oh, that's a good thing. No, that's a bad thing. That's a bad thing. Because if you have 100 peaches on a branch, they're all going to be about that big. And so you know what I had to do? I had to go through and by hand take away about 2/3 of them and throw them away. You say, you took away little peaches? Yes, I did. Because they're little peaches and big pits. And if you want big fruit, you got to throw most of it away. Does that make sense? If you want big fruit, you got to throw most of it away. I want big fruit in your life. I want to see big results in your life. That means you got to throw away most of the things in your life that you're doing so you get big fruit. If Paul says, this one thing I do, not these 40 things I dabble in. You can get so many irons in the fire, you put out the fire. And if you're burning the candle at both ends, you've heard me say this before, you're not as bright as you think you are. You're doing too much. You have to simplify your schedule so you're available for God to work in your life. Now, the Bible has a lot to say about this. In fact, on your outline, there are three verses that give three powerful metaphors: a runner, a soldier, and a farmer. And in all three of these, they're teaching the same thing. You got to simplify your life. In Hebrews 12, 1, he says, like a runner, I must stay free. In other words, I got to run with as little baggage as possible. I don't put on an overcoat and a parka and a heavy, boots to run in. I strip down and get as light as possible, so I'm carrying as little as possible as I'm going through life. He says, life is like a race, and he says, verse 1, since we're surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders, all these weights, these things that weigh us down. Throw off everything that hinders us and the sin that so easily entangles us, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. God has a race for you. We talked about this last week. You can't run somebody else's race. They can't run yours. You can only run your own race. But you can take on so many other things that you're running the race quite slowly because you're wearing too much and carrying too much. I know this one from personal experience, friends. If the devil can't make you bad, he'll just make you busy. And you will miss God's purpose for your life. Not because you're doing anything evil, wicked, mean, bad, and nasty, but because you're just too busy. And you're so busy with so many good things, you don't have time for the most important thing in life, time alone with God, which is what you were created for. And you will miss his purpose in all of your life. You can be so busy with good things that keep you from the best. Now, the Bible says it over and over again. Simplify, get rid of unnecessary weights. Don't try to do it all. Just do what matters most. Like a runner, stay free. Lay aside the weights. Lay aside the stuff that entangles you. Stay free. 2 Timothy 2:4 says this. Like a soldier, I have to stay flexible. Like a runner, I have to stay free. It says in 2:4, as Christ's soldier, do not let yourself become tied up in the affairs of this life, in the civilian stuff. For then you cannot satisfy the one who's enlisted you in his army. Can you imagine a general saying, guys, we got to go to war, and says, sorry, I got to go play bridge right now. I got to go do this or that. He says, don't become so tied up. Are you all tied up? A lot of you are. You're tied up. And if God asked you to do something, said, I've got the greatest adventure of your life planned for you, You couldn't do it because you're all tied up.
You're listening to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Rick will be back in just a moment with the rest of today's lesson. You can sign up for Pastor Rick's free email devotional at PastorRick.com. That's PastorRick.com.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You'll run out of gas. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. That's why Pastor Rick created a Bible study called Re-Energize Your Life. In it, you'll discover how to re-energize your life the way God intended. Step by step, you'll begin a journey of restoration and renewal. You'll benefit from biblical wisdom and learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. You'll learn how to let Jesus lighten your load and discover the key to a balanced life. Not only will you learn how to relieve stress, Pastor Rick will show you how to discover your purpose and build margin into your schedule. This high-quality, soft-touch, vegan leather book is a user-friendly, interactive powerhouse. Its eye-pleasing, colorful pages are packed full of key scriptures and Bible teachings that will dramatically impact your spiritual life forever. Don't settle for a bland existence. Re-energize your life now with this guided experience Bible study from Pastor Rick Warren. Today, when you give a gift to Daily Hope to help take the hope of Jesus to a lost world, we'll send you Re-Energize Your Life to say thanks. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com, or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support.
Once again, here's Pastor Rick.
Jesus said this, "Anyone who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him." Did you know that God has planned a work for you? God had a work planned for you before you were born. "But anybody who lets himself be distracted from the work I plan for him is not fit for the kingdom of God." So what distracts you from fulfilling your life mission? Last week, we talked about one of those things, envy. You're so busy worried about what other people think, what they've got, you miss what God has for you. Envy can distract you. Greed, I got to have more, I got to have it all, I got to do it all. The expectations of others can distract you. Wrong friends can distract you. Good things can distract you. Some things aren't necessarily wrong, they're just not necessary. The Bible tells us in Corinthians, all things are lawful, but not all things are expedient. All things are permissible, but not all things are beneficial. You know, for some people, some of you, the biggest distraction in your life is the past. You can't let go of it. And you're stuck with either resentment or guilt, regrets or resentment. You continue to hold on to hurt. Somebody hurt you a long time ago, let it go. They can't hurt you anymore. Let it go. Or you're still holding on to some, you keep beating yourself up over some failure you had. Let it go. You're forgiven. Let it go. To finish the race, you got to stop rehearsing the past. That if you're living in the past, it's like trying to drive looking in a rearview mirror the whole time. You're going to crash. I need to purify my heart, sanctify my body, and simplify my schedule. Number four. If I want God to use me and live the life I was prepared to live, I was meant to live, I must fortify my faith. Because everything God does in, through, by, to, and for you, he does by grace through faith. It is according to your faith that will be done unto you. So the stronger your faith is, the more God can do in your life. How do you get faith? Get in the Word of God. That's why we did 40 days in the Word. Get in the Word of God. But faith is like a muscle, and you got to keep stretching it and keep strengthening it, and keep building it. Here's some verses about fortifying your faith. 1 Peter 4:1-2. Strengthen yourselves so that you will live here on earth doing what God wants, not evil things people want. Jude 1:20, build yourself up. Build yourself up in the most holy faith. How do you build yourself up? You know what's the best way to fortify your faith? Small groups. Get in a small group. We're better together. When you get in a small group, we build each other's faith. The Bible says your faith builds mine and my faith builds yours. If you're not in a group, you need to get in a group. But you fortify your faith, the Bible says, by getting with other believers. It says, encourage each other and build each other up. And then look at this verse, 1 Timothy 4:7. Spend your time and energy in the exercise of keeping spiritually fit. Did you know that spiritual fitness is as important as physical fitness? That's fortifying your faith. Now, these four things that I've just shared with you to prepare your heart and to prepare your body and to prepare your schedule and to prepare your faith, these four things, let me just tell you something. The key to all four of these happening in your life is real simple. Get a partner. That's the key. Get a partner. If you try to do these four things on your own, you will fail. You will not last. You will not last, Adam. Everybody needs a buddy. Everybody needs a buddy. You need God, you need a group, and you need a guide. You need a spiritual friend who's going to encourage you and you encourage them, who's hold you accountable, you hold them accountable. If you don't get a buddy, I don't expect you to stick with any of this. It's just too easy to give up. Everybody needs a buddy. You know, I've worked out with Tom now for years. Why? You think it's because I always want to get out and work out? No, because I know Tom's going to be there. Who's your Tom? Do you have a Tom in your life who's your buddy who works out with you physically, spiritually, emotionally? You see, you need accountability, you need support, and you need encouragement. And if you don't have a buddy, you're not going to stick with it. All the best intentions in the world, all the intentions you've got right now aren't going to last unless you get God and a group and a guide. Now, there's one other thing you've got to have. To prepare for the life I was meant to live, I purify my heart, I sanctify, I dedicate my body, I simplify my schedule, and I fortify my faith. I do the things that help me grow in faith. But number five, it's not going to happen without this one. I must intensify my passion for God. Until this one happens, none of the others are going to work. I must intensify my passion. God uses people who are passionate for him. God uses people who have fervent faith. God uses people who aren't casual, part-time, when I feel like it, Christians, part-time. God uses people who are all in. God uses people who are sold out. God uses people who are passionate, who say, God, I've got to know. I've got to know your blessing. I've got to know your person, purpose. You know, do you remember the story in the Bible where Jacob wrestles with an angel? It's a parable. I mean, it's a metaphor of the struggle we have with God. And at one point, Jacob is wrestling with this angel and he goes, I'm not going to let go of you until you bless me. So the angel did. Have you ever said that to God? God, I'm not leaving here. I'm not going to stop praying. I'm not leaving until you bless me. God, I have to have your blessing in my life. I've got to know your purpose in my life. I've got to be the person you want me to be. I've got to fulfill the life I was created to fulfill. God, this is not casual, not part-time commitment. Are you desperate for God's purpose and God's blessing in your life? You know what the problem with most Christians is? They've got just enough God to bug them, not to bless them. You get a little bit of God in your life, that's no good. Are you kidding me? It just makes you miserable. You either get all in, it's kind of like on a cold day and you stick your feet in the pool. No, you got to get all in because the wind's going to come up against you. And a lot of people have just enough God to bug them. They're casual, on my spare time Christianity. And so they don't ever get the blessing out of it because they're not all in. Do you really want God's best more than anything else in your life? God always gives his best to those who want it the most. I want God's best in my life more than anything else in my life. I want God's best in my life. I'm not going to settle for second best from God. In other areas, yeah, I'll settle for second best, but not from God. Now, what does it mean to intensify my passion for God? It means I shine with high intensity. Matthew 5:16, Jesus said, "Let your light so shine, let it so shine before men that they see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven." That's intensity. You're so intense, you shine. Will you become a high-intensity disciple like a high-intensity lamp? Colossians 3:17, whatever you do, whether in word or deeds, you do it all, not just Sunday, you do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him. If I go to a restaurant, I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I go shopping, I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I take out the trash, I do it in the name of the Lord Jesus. I give thanks to God in every situation. I'm going to work, I'm giving thanks. I'm coming home, I'm giving thanks. I'm taking a shower, I'm giving thanks. That's passion, 24/7, all the time. You see, God's definition of success is very different than the world's. The world's definition of success isn't going to matter squat the moment that person dies. It's irrelevant. What matters is what God says about you. And the greatest definition of success is John 17:4. Jesus said this. Here's the definition of a successful life. I have brought you glory on earth by completing the work you gave me to do. That's it. I brought glory to God while I was here on earth. How? By fulfilling the purpose, by completing the work, by discharging the mission that God gave me to do. Now, God is looking for people to use, and he wants to use you, and he will wear you out if you get usable. But you've got to get ready. You've got to prepare. Are you serious? How badly do you really want God's blessing in your life? If you're serious, then what are you going to do this next week? What's going to be your next step in each of these five areas? I mean, all the best intentions in the world are great, but I've got to help you do more than have good intentions. Let me just warn you. As soon as you walk out of this service, Satan is going to steal all your good intentions. You're going to forget everything you'd like to do before you get to the car. All that stuff about getting in shape and purifying your heart and simplifying your schedule and fortifying your faith. Yeah, that's all good. And you forget it all before you get to the car. So let's just go through this together, okay? Step one is purify my heart. Now, what that means is this week you need to get alone with God for a time of spring cleaning, a little soul searching for 30 minutes or an hour, and you get along with God and you say, God, if there's any junk in my life, I wanna get it out, confess it, get it dealt with so it's forgiven, forgotten, wiped out. I need a clean slate. Second thing, sanctify my body. Some of you need to join the Daniel plan right now. Now that's gonna mean different things for different people. Some of you, it may mean, I just need to go get a checkup. It's been ages since I went to go see a doctor. Some of you haven't been to a dentist in I don't know how long, or a doctor. Maybe you need to lose some weight. Maybe you need to change your lifestyle. Maybe you need to go to bed an hour earlier each night. I don't know. Maybe you need to start exercising. Whatever it is, as your pastor, I don't just care about you getting to heaven. I care about your emotional, physical, spiritual, relational, financial, all the seven key areas of decade of destiny. Okay, number three. Step three is I've got to simplify my schedule. Is your life so crowded with activities you don't even have time to think? Yeah. And then the fourth step, we said, is you must fortify your faith. That means I got to get serious about stretching my faith, strengthening my faith, building my faith, growing spiritually. You're as close to God as you choose to be. Okay, now, let me say this again. As soon as you walk out of this service, you're going to forget all your best intentions before you even get to the car, and you'll be distracted and things like that. So here's the real test. I want you to think up somebody you could invite to be your partner for the next 2 months. I'm not talking about for the rest of your life, but somebody who will be your partner to encourage you and you can encourage them on these four things. Your heart and your mind, your body, your time, and your faith. And just get a friend who can do this. And I want you to think of one person, and in a minute, I'm going to ask you to write their name down. You say, why write their name down? Something real about helping you think it up now. If you don't think them up now, you're not going to think them up. Now look at this verse on the screen here. Here's what the Bible says in Ecclesiastes 4. Two people can accomplish what you alone can't. Because when you stumble, your friend can help you get back up. But if you fail by yourself, you're in real trouble. By yourself, you'll soon be defeated in all of these four areas. But the two standing back to back will support each other and win. So I want you to think of a name and write that name down on a card. Yeah, you say, I'm going to go ask this person. Now, I want you to look at that verse, and I want you to think of a name and write down the name of a buddy. Everybody needs a buddy. Not for the rest of your life, just to get you started.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We are so happy you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. You'll get hope and encouragement from Pastor Rick delivered to your inbox every day. Rick will be back to close out our time today, but first, if you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. And the best way to do this is with God's Word. Here's Rick to tell you about a very special Bible study resource that will help you engage with God's Word and re-energize your life so you can live the life God meant for you to live.
It doesn't matter how much you work out or how healthy you eat. If you're not feeding and exercising your spirit, you're going to feel run down and tired. You're going to run out of gas. Maybe you've been feeling that way lately. Often it's not what you eat, it's what's eating you. And the truth is, you've got to do more than just take care of your body. You've got to energize your spirit. Now, the best way to do that is to get into God's Word. It's the soul food. It's the spiritual food for your soul. And that's why I put together a new interactive guide called Re-Energize Your Life. This resource will help you learn everything you need to know to re-energize your life the way God intended. And so what it does is just step by step, you begin a journey of personal renewal. And it's a hands-on guide, very practical, to take you at your own pace. You don't have to rush this, okay? This is not a book or a journal that you go through fast. In fact, I encourage you to stop and spend time in each section where you need the most encouragement. You'll not only benefit from the biblical wisdom that's included, but you're going to learn how to apply it to your life in practical ways. Now, let me just mention a couple of things that you're going to discover in re-energizing your life. You're going to learn the steps to how to let Jesus lighten your load. Does that sound good? You need your load lightened? Well, we talk about it in re-energizing your life. You're going to learn the three biblical steps for managing stress the way Jesus did. You're going to learn five ways to build margin into your life. Very important principle. And even the principle of the Sabbath is a margin principle. You're going to learn how to determine what matters most. A lot of the confusion and fatigue comes in your life is because we give major attention to minor things. Not everything in your life matters. Not everything has to get done. We can help you learn to clarify what the difference between what's urgent and what's important. There's a whole lot more that I don't have time to get into, but the pages of Re-Energize Your Life Journal are packed with full-color devotionals and Bible verses and teaching that's going to dramatically impact your spiritual life, not just today, but forever. So don't miss out. I hope you'll get this resource that we want to provide to you through Daily Hope.
We'll send you Re-Energize Your Life today when you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the hope of Jesus to people everywhere. Go to PastorRick.com right now to get this great resource. That's PastorRick.com. Or you can call 800-600-5004. That's 800-600-5004. Thanks so much for your support. Be sure to join us next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.